The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with Kadrick Olson about seances, shadows, and spirits. Because I think there's a lot of situations where people, I'm going to say, you know, YouTube, TV, they see their investigations and it's all scares and thrills and they want that. And then you don't know how to deal with it once you've gotten in there. And I just feel like it stirs up a lot of stuff if you don't properly know how to do it.
It really, really does. And I mean, let's give a little bit of a different sort of example that applies to that exact same situation, the Ouija board. The Ouija board is nothing but a piece of wood with letters and numbers. It's just wood with paint, period. There's nothing more to it. And in the late 1800s, early 1900s, people loved this thing. It was a game. It was something that they played with. They were having good experiences with it. But over time, especially after The Exorcist came out, the Ouija board became this portal to hell, this demonic thing. And now people are on TikTok pulling out the Ouija board, scared to death of it, having a bad experience, and they go, see, it's a terrible thing. Other people are watching that video, believing what they're seeing, pulling out their Ouija board, recording it, having a bad experience. And again, we're perpetuating that fear-based narrative. But if you remember, it's just a piece of wood and paint. So if you have the training to do a seance, and I teach people how to do seance, so you could set sacred space internally, externally, you set the expectations of it, you're going to use the Ouija board, you're going to get some really good information, and you're going to make a very boring TikTok that nobody wants to watch.
Which is not what they want. They want everyone to watch that, Kadrick.
Exactly. And so these paranormal shows are doing the same thing. If you were to experience the paranormal the way I do and the way I train people to do, you're not going to have a TV show. You're going to have some wonderful experiences. You're going to get some great information. You're going to have a beautiful connection. But when somebody watching TV, they're going to get bored with it. They're like, oh, yawn. You just had some old lady saying, hey, I'm here.
Change of channel. I want something a little more exciting.
But that's what it's really like. It's just another form of life. You know, it's just people living their life, doing ordinary things to them, not banging on the wall, screaming, get out. It just doesn't really happen.
I do want to talk about seances because I have no experience with seances. Obviously, I've heard about them my whole life. I remember playing with a Ouija board when I was a kid, but I don't remember. We might have tried a seance or something when I was really little. I don't remember. We would have had no idea what we were doing, of course. But, you know, in my brain, it's people sitting around in a circle holding hands in the dark. And there's someone who kind of becomes possessed is what it's sort of portrayed as. What is it really like?
Great question. What it really is, you know how we hear about the veil between the worlds? People say, you know, Halloween tomorrow, that the veil between the world is the thinnest, or midnight or 3 a.m. the veil is the thinnest. None of that's true. There is no veil between the worlds. You are the veil. And so what happens around Halloween or Walpurgisnacht or any of these things is your awareness gets opened up. Your psychic abilities, your subtle senses are open and you're aware. The paranormal is around you all the time. It is a normal, natural part of our world. Spirits are everywhere. Energy is everywhere. It's just we were taught as kids to shut it off, tune it out, and ignore it. We do. And what the seance is all about is it's just a ritual. And ritual in the, or maybe ceremony is a better word. It's a ceremony where we go into an altered state of consciousness, where we allow our subtle senses to be awakened. We allow ourselves to be aware, and we allow ourselves to connect with the spiritual world. And sure, there are some people that are mediums that will allow themselves to be possessed, so to speak, you know, allow channeling to come through there. That's certainly an option. But the way I love to run seances is I teach you how to use the tools. I teach you how to use a pendulum, how to use a dowsing rod, how to do automatic writing, and how to receive telepathic communication from spirits so that you end up being the medium. Like when I teach seances, it tends to be 2 hours long. And maybe for the first half hour, I'm demonstrating what it's like. But by the end of the 2 hours, the participants are the ones communicating the information. So really all seance is just a way to allow yourself to be aware, to be able to connect, and then to safely disconnect, to safely come back and be an ordinary 3D person so that nothing's attached, nothing's lingering. So it's almost like a training session for you to remember what it's like to have your subtle abilities, your psychic senses aware.
So really with you, it's more the whole group is kind of going into that state.
Yes.
You know, it's not like in Ghost where Whoopi Goldberg is the one and everybody else is hanging on. Because that's kind of how it's portrayed. And so, you know, if the whole group's kind of going there together, how do you disconnect safely? Is there one person who kind of, is there a tool that you give them? Or, and by tool, I mean advice. That you give them to disconnect safely?
Absolutely, yeah. It's all part of the closing ceremony.
Okay.
Where we invite spirits to depart, any of the guides that are here, the facilitators that are here to help people leave. And then I guide everybody through like a guided meditation for clearing energy and disconnecting and releasing any attachments. So even if somebody came into the room with an attachment, they leave without an attachment because we clear all of that away. And then I recommend after they're done, you know, grab something salty to eat, something substantial to eat, like chocolate or whatever, and do something mundane. you know, just do something physical, real world thing. You know, even if it's like washing dishes or vacuuming or hanging out watching TV, just do something ordinary to bring yourself back into the 3D world.
See, I think that's an important piece of advice for a lot of different things. I find, you know, I do talk a lot about paranormal things. And so sometimes I'm having conversations like this at, you know, what is it, 7:40 at night. But I've done this like at 10 o'clock at night. And I have to, when I'm done, I have to disconnect from it. And I kind of, because I'll go to bed and dream about it all night. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot of times where we do, life in general, you have to clear your mind of it. So I think that's really good advice. When you have a seance, because once again, my knowledge of them is just what I've seen on movies, or I think of Mary Todd Lincoln, because I'm a big Abe Lincoln fan, and she loved seances. But, you know, I see them as a group of people trying to contact a son or trying to contact a loved one. Is that kind of what you find most people use them for? Or is it more of, there's a number of things I think you could do with that information. It could be a learning tool. You know, you could connect with somebody who could help you through this life maybe. Or are they more used to contact a deceased loved one?
All of the above.
Okay.
Because in the years that I've been doing this, sometimes we have to do a private seance because somebody has things that are unsaid or unresolved, mm-hmm. and it helps healing on both sides. And when it's like a public seance, a lot of times it is a loved one just popping in saying, hey, we're here, you know, we're still alive. Life goes on and things are great. There's been a couple times where I've gotten like a loved one that just says, hey, cut it out. You know, we didn't get along in life. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You know, they've just
come in. Which is not giving them the peace and closure they wanted.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, as I've been doing the more and more public seances, there have been a soul that would come in that nobody recognizes. It's not there for anybody. And as we're communicating with it, it's a lost soul. It's one of those people that doesn't want to cross over for whatever reason. And so we help it. And that's part of the training that we go through. And when I connected with the whispers, I'm like, why does this keep happening? And they said, oh, we're bringing these in on purpose for you because people need to understand that there are a lot of lost souls out there. And when they encounter them, they need the techniques to be able to help those souls find their way back. So seances in a lot of times is healing for people on both sides. You know, quite a few times when I'm working with clients, they want to talk to their father, mm-hmm. but mom comes through and mom's like, hey, dad's having a really hard time getting though to the other side. Here are some things you can do. And here are the things that I want you to share with your siblings so that they can do to help your dad transition to the other side. And sometimes it's grief. Sometimes we're like holding on so much to that person that we haven't grieved and we haven't let them go. And so they're still wanting to be like, hey, yeah, I don't want to go if you're hurt and stuff. I want to be here with you too. And so sometimes we have to heal ourselves to let them heal too. So a lot of times seance has been healing on both sides of the world.
I really connected with what you just said because when my father died, I had a really hard time with it. And it hit me, I don't know how long later it was, maybe 8 months to a year in there. It was quite a while. I realized that I wasn't letting go of the grief because that was the one connection I still had. And as long as I'm grieving for him, it was almost like I'm not letting him go. And then it kind of hit me that I'm holding myself back and I could be holding him back mm-hmm. because I need a connection and I don't have one. And my only connection is to be sad and cry and, you know, I don't want to move on. I don't want to smile anymore. And I realized, whoa, this isn't helping anybody at all, you know? So that's nice to know that other people, that it's not just me. I think grief is a very powerful connection to a loved one. And, you know, I think, too, we all want that person to come through, whether you go see a psychic or a medium or whoever you go see. you want that connection with that loved one. When sometimes, don't you think you can kind of find it within yourself?
Absolutely, because that's where it always is.
Yeah, but sometimes they need someone like you to help them find it.
Exactly. And that's why a big part of what I do is twofold. It's spiritual development and shadow work, so that we can let go of the anchors holding us down with the shadow work, and then we could rise to those new heights by doing the spiritual growth and the spiritual evolution. So it's a twofold process that my clients and students get.
Like, is it coursework that you do with people? How do you refer to it? Or is it one-on-one? Do you do Zoom calls? How do you work with someone?
Yep, I do have some online courses. You know, like I've got a seance training course. I've got a course for developing your paranormal awareness. And it's, you know, self-paced. It's all pre-recorded. You go through the steps. I do have some shadow work courses that is part coursework and part one-on-one work. And then as needed, I do also have one-on-one sessions. You know, I've got people who are looking for spiritual mentorship, spiritual guidance. We do different kinds of work that's outside of the pre-recorded coursework that we do. And then we can go deep in working on some of those things. So I do one-on-one. I do have online courses, and I do have hybrids of those available.
This is going to be a question I'm not expecting a direct answer from at all. Sometimes I just ponder, what are we doing? Like, what am I doing here? What are you doing here? And do you kind of think, because I mean, you have the whisperers and you might have a little extra knowledge. Do you think that we're all on our own paths trying to find some sort of enlightenment? Are we trying to find, or should we be looking for growing ourselves? Do you think some people are just missing the path completely? How do you kind of look at why we're even here? That's a pretty big question. Once that came out of my mouth, I'm like, okay, that's a big question.
The simplest answer is just for the experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
When working with spirits and communicating with spirits all these years, I don't mean to downplay the physical world, but a lot of spirits see this life as kind of like a sandbox, a playground. Some people will say it's the graduate school. Sure, that's fine. But here, they're here to have experiences. You know, I've seen and worked with couples who are working through some relationship issues this lifetime, and they are working with a relationship coach. But they come to me because they know that they have some past life issues. And as we're unraveling those, it's like, yeah, you guys chose back and forth. One lifetime, you were the abused and the other was the abusee, and then you switched roles. And then in between lifetimes, this is going to sound so messed up somehow for those of us in our 3D world, but in the in-between life, as you were going between lives, you high-fived each other. And they come back and they tell me this. They high-five each other going, yeah, look, we did that. We experienced that. Cool. Hey, the next time, let's do this. And so they come into this world. We all come into this world to have certain experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I came across a single mom who had a couple of kids that were in good health, and she had one child that was severely disabled. He was in a wheelchair, couldn't feed himself. You know, it was severe disabled. And so I reached out and I connected with higher self and higher beings and whispers. And I'm like, is there something I can do to help? Is there a way I can give energy work? What can I do to help in this situation? And I swear to you, the soul of that child reached out to me and said, no, please don't. And identified itself as a higher level being and said, my mom and I came into this world under the agreement to experience these things. And I understand your compassion. I know you want to help, but if you do, it will interfere with what we came here to experience and to understand. So please let us have our lives. And I'm like, okay, you got it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I've even worked with clients whose purpose in this life was just hedonism. They don't have anything big to accomplish. They don't have anything to do. They're just here to enjoy the moment and play with things. But, you know, they're spiritual beings, they're high level beings. So they're trying to understand what's going on, why they're tuned into these things. And aren't they here to fulfill something? I'm like, nah, you're just here to play and have a good time. So it's different for everybody.
Now you've given me something to think about. Because it's like, maybe my next lifetime's just about hedonism.
You can do that.
Maybe I've already done it. I don't know. But I do think there are times where people are put together, you know, you go through a, you know, a loss or grieving or dealing with a special needs child. And a lot of that lesson is, you know, your growth and in how you overcome that situation and help the other person overcome it.
Absolutely.
Do you find that a lot of people, I think some of us are kind of shut down to it, that maybe you're too busy or you're too analytical or something. But I think that a lot of times people ignore that voice inside of them, that feeling, that intuition. We ignore it. When you really had a feeling, you shouldn't have gotten in your car that day. Like, you had a bad feeling, but you jumped in your car anyway and you got in an accident.
Yep.
And don't you think that a lot of times if we paid a little bit more attention and got more in tune with ourselves, that we could teach ourselves a lot even?
100% agree with that. That is exactly it. All of us, every single one of us on this planet, have an intuition. Every single one of us have that ability to tune into that feeling and go, oh, I'm not going to do this, or I'm going to go do that. Every single one of us has that. It's just we've been trained to listen to our rational, cognitive, logical, linear brain because it's the thing that drives the car. It's the one that does the spreadsheets. It's the one that does the grocery shopping. Therefore, everything has to fit to its rules. Where intuition comes in abstract, it's nonlinear, mm-hmm. and oftentimes it lacks context. So the brain ignores and says, oh, this is irrelevant information. We don't need to make use of it. But when you start to tap into your abilities, when you start to do seance, when you start to listen internally, you start to pick up on what that intuition feels like. And now you can suddenly answer the door before people knock. And I do that all the time. I know when somebody's coming to the door, and I tend to be at the door before they even knock. It kind of freaks them out because it's there. I've got that intuition that I'm listening to.
I think that you, and maybe you already have, but you need to record some books just so people can listen to your voice. You have the most calming voice, just the way you speak. Like, you could tell a story and it would be like, I could listen to it before bed and I would go, oh, Kedrick has the most beautiful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I want to.
It's just very calming. And you just have this a very calm energy about you. So I could see how people really could connect and work with you at a different level and try to, you know, grow themselves.
Thank you. I really appreciate that very much.
Now, you've got a website, and I'll put a link to the website on the show description, so you can easily get there from wherever you're listening. There's a little banner. It says, Unveiling Spirit Communication, Master the Mysteries of the Spirit Realm. Now, is that one of your courses? Is that kind of an umbrella for multiple courses that you do?
Yes, it's a special bundle that has the seance certification class so that you learn all of the ins and out of how to run a seance. And it's, I forgot how many weeks it is. I think it's like 4 weeks long. Paranormal awareness, it's another one where you learn to develop your clairsenses, like your clairvoyance, your clairaudience. And then you are able to satisfy that logical linear brain because you're able to get verifiable results and put it to use. And then it comes with a free bonus, which is a field guide to astral entities and subtle beings, where I teach you about everything from thought forms to egregores to tulpas and different types of humans, because human spirits come in different flavors and different types. And we even go into nature spirits, and you learn about what they are, how they work, and how they communicate, so you can deal with them and understand what's going on around you when you're communicating or connecting with them.
And you know, there's so many people I've talked to who, like, their place is in nature. And I've talked to more than one person that when they need to feel centered or grounded, they go hug a tree, or they'll go sit and lean up against a tree. Do you find there are just some kind of spirits that people like that are more connected to?
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
The whole natural world is filled with spirits galore. I mean, even in Iceland has an industry for it. Like, if the roadways. If somebody wants to create a road and there's a hill or a rock in the way, there are special people that come out to see if there are hidden folk living in that hill or that rock. And if there are, that road has to go around it. You can't move it. And so when you go out into the natural world, you're tuning into these beings. You're connecting with them in their environment. So if you mm-hmm. sit with a rock or you sit with a tree or you sit with a stream, you detect that there's an intelligence there. But it's not like a consciousness like human intelligence, like we're aware of, but it's its own sort of unique genius. And you can connect and communicate with that, and you can make friends. And by the way, some of the paranormal challenges as if I had with clients where they've had things missing in their house or things moving around or little goofy little problems, it's because they've upset a nature spirit near their home. And that spirit's like, you're messing with my house, I'm going to come mess with yours. And so I help them to resolve that issue and get back on good terms with their neighbors.
What is an example? Is because I've got a nice big yard, I don't want to go out and mess anything up out there and make it come in.
You could preemptively reach out. Let's say there's a pile of rocks or a boulder that you want to move to the other side of the yard or just want to get rid of in general. Spend a quiet moment with it. I know it sounds okay. Silly to some people, but spend a quiet moment with that pile of rocks or that boulder and get a good feel for it. And instead of using your words, you can still use your words, but get a feeling for the information that you want to communicate. Hey, I need to move this. What do you think about that? You know, just as if you're talking with your neighbor, as if you're talking mm-hmm. with a friend. Just have a casual conversation and notice the feeling that you get from it. Is it a big, like, no, you don't do this one? Or is it like a, okay, thank you for letting me know. And if you're going to move this, I'd rather it be over here. You'll start to get those impressions. You'll start to get those little bits of information coming in. If you're quiet, you quiet your mind and you're tuning in, you'll get that. And it'll be like, yeah, you can move this, but could you put it over here? I like it to be over there. And that way you can preemptively deal with it so that you won't have a problem.
See, that's interesting because I will talk to my house and I'm assuming I'm not the only one. Maybe there are other people who do that. But if I was going to do something to my house, I will tell my house, here's what's going on. But I don't think to do that outside. But I do feel, you know, there are places that I'm drawn to by water, or I love walking on paths among trees, that I don't think we always take the time to really be in that moment and experience what we're doing. You know, a lot of times you're taking a walk and you're thinking about all the million things you have to do once you get home rather than being in that moment with nature. And so I think maybe that's something we could all learn to do better.
Absolutely agree with that. Take that moment to just be aware, tune in, and get a feel for what's around you. Because really, the supernatural is completely natural. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you are the veil. So all you have to do is just take that moment, tune in, and you go, oh, it is everywhere. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's great stuff.
You've given me so much to think about today. I'm really glad that we had the chance to talk.
Thank you.
And you can find Kadrick's page. Just find that link on the show description. And you've got a Facebook page. They can go to the website and click right on your Facebook page and your socials there. Mm-hmm. But this has been a really great conversation. I thank you so much for your time and giving me a lot to think about tonight. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And thank you, too. I really appreciate connecting with you and having this conversation. It's a good talk.
And that wraps up our conversation with Kadrick Olson. For more information, visit his website at kadrick.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.